Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 121. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Brian. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Wow, another year.
2025.
Yeah, I'm still having a hard time saying that.
Yeah.
The Force Awakens is going to be 10 years old this year. Revenge of the Sith will be 20 years old this year.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. And we're talking about the 2024 year in review this episode.
Year in review.
This is our favorites and not so favorite. So, yeah, we don't typically talk about stuff we've gotten, so we'll save that for another episode and about what we got for Christmas and stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah, we're going to have... If you're listening to this one, you know, keep your head up or keep your eyes out or whatever you want to, however you want to call it, for another episode in just a couple more weeks, probably.
Hopefully, another less than that.
Yeah.
Because we're behind now. It's already January 9th as we're recording this.
Yeah.
Due to sickness, people on holidays and stuff like that.
Yes. Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Seems like one of us, every month, one of us has a problem with either our computer dies or we can't use a program or software, all of a sudden stops working. Or
yeah, I haven't been able to use Skype for 3 months now.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I start it up, it dies. No matter how many times I've updated it, taken it off. I mean, there's been several updates, but nothing's fixed it. But anyway, let's get into the podcast.
Sure.
So let's talk about what our favorite 3¾-inch figure is. And I will start off with Sabine, the new Sabine from the Ghost, the one that they sold with Chopper.
Mm-hmm.
They fixed the helmet. You know, it looks really good. I think that this is the one of, if not the best Sabine that they have done so far.
I would agree. I think I saw or read somewhere that instead of the helmet this time, it's just a head swap instead of an actual helmet that goes down over her sculpted hair and everything. So that may or may not be true, but it does look better, in the pictures that I've seen.
Well, I've got it right here in my hand.
Do you?
Is
it hollowed out on the inside? Can you tell?
I'm having a hard time seeing it, but it might be hollowed out. I can't tell. Let me shine a light in there. No, it's not really. It's just a swap. You put the helmet on without the head. It looks better.
Sure. Yeah. And, I mean, you can still, pose the figure or whatever with the helmet in her arms or whatever, and it looks like she's just holding, an empty helmet. Mm-hmm. So, I guess Hasbro's just getting more comfortable with allowing people to just swap heads like they are, do with the hands sometimes and all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I opened up one of those, what was it? Oh, Kersantans. And those deluxe ones in the box, and it had like three sets of hands with it or something.
Yeah, it does. Yep.
All right, so Carl, what is your favorite figure?
I think everybody would have guessed what my favorite one was, and it's Count Dooku. I thought they nailed it.
No,
it
was, really?
It was on my most requested list for months and months and months and years, I guess. But
yeah.
It's got a perfect Christopher Lee head sculpt and everything. I mean, General Giant could have learned something from that, which did that mini bust, and it looks nothing like Christopher Lee, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But the Dooku figure is just perfect. So much so, I bought three of them.
Wow.
Yes. One open and two still on card.
Nice. It is a good looking figure.
I would agree.
All right, Dwayne, what was yours?
Well, I think mine kind of came down to a few, but I think in the end, I really was appreciative of the new Grand Admiral Thrawn figure that came out. The one that's based on
Ahsoka?
Oh, what's his name? From the Ahsoka series.
Lars Mikkelsen.
Yeah.
I thought that the likeness, again, like Carl said, they got the likeness down on that one exactly. I mean, if you look at the picture on the card back and then look at the figure, it's him. You know, the color of blue. Sometimes I've seen some of those, like the, I always felt like the animated, the actual Rebels figure, I think of him, or maybe it was Clone Wars. No, he wasn't in the Clone Wars, was he? He was only in Rebels.
Yeah, only in Rebels.
The blue wasn't exactly right of his skin color. And that's something that, you know, even comic books and different media and everything kind of gets weird to me sometimes, but they got the color down right. The sculpt, the whole uniform and everything looks really well sculpted, and you know, the paint details and everything were just right. And so I really liked that one. Was impressed with it, especially the likeness that they had in the whole look of the card back and everything.
Yeah, it is a nice looking one too, I think. All right, well, that'll move us on to worst 3¾-inch figure, and this time we'll start with Carl.
I went with the Epic Hero Series Moff Gideon. I think it looks like a bootleg figure. Every time I see it, I almost kind of want to laugh at it. It's so bad, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not bashing the Epic Hero Series line, because I think some of the figures do look really cool, but they just totally missed the mark on that one.
Yeah, it looks really weird. I mean, it almost, I guess if it was one that we got back in like 1980 or 83 or whatever, we would have been like, oh, cool, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, considering that we know what the character is supposed to look like, and I guess our expectations now are just so much more. It's almost like it is a retro figure without the intention of it being in a retro figure.
It doesn't look like even a Star Wars figure to me. To a point, I'm just thinking, what is this? To a point, even though I know what it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
somebody, it does look odd.
You know, if we made a Darth Vader combined with a Boba Fett compared with a Darth Maul, maybe we could get away without them suing us for license copyright. So yeah. So my least favorite this year, and this is no necessarily not a knock on the figure, but Axe Wove's privateer figure. Why do we need that?
Why do we need it?
You know, and especially so soon after we'd already just got Axe Wove's. I mean, who is Axe Wove's? He's been in two episodes, three maybe,
something like that.
I don't know. I just was disappointed that, again, that was a figure they decided to, you know, fill a space in the line when there's just so many other deserving characters, you know, that have been in just as many episodes of different, you know, things or media or whatever. I suppose they just, well, we've got a head sculpt, and then we can take a Mandalorian body and modify it a little bit or paint it a little bit different, and then we got an all new version of Axe Wove's. So that's just lazy.
Oh yeah. Well, my worst is the same as Carl's, the Epic Hero Moff Gideon, for all the same reasons. It looks, you know, it looks pretty bad for what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're not supposed to be vintage collection type figures, that kind of right. You know, that kind of sculpting and stuff like that, but still, it needs to look a little bit better than that.
Yeah.
And we need that figure in the vintage collection. That's one thing. They should, instead of Axe Wove's privateer, they should have given us the new, you know, Moff Gideon in his Mandalorian armor.
Yeah.
But instead, the only option we have is that one from the Epic Hero.
Yeah, I know. All right, so that moves us to our favorite 6-inch scale figure. Dwayne, what was yours?
Mine ended up being Captain Brutus from the Black Series.
Has it been released?
It has. I've seen reviews of them being in hand. And that's kind of why the reviews actually kind of swayed my decision on this one, is this figure comes, I mean, the sculpt, first of all, to me, the sculpt looks better than the actual character in the show. Because there's just something off-putting about the, I don't know, when you're watching the show, if you've watched it, you'll kind of know what I mean, the way his mouth moves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he looks very puppety, I guess you could say. Which he is a puppet. I mean, he's.
Does it come with blast marks on his head?
Yeah.
Oops, spoiler.
But it does come with five blasters.
Jeez.
Five different blasters, and each one of them actually has a place, either on his bandolier, or on his hip, or on his belt, and I think one even on his leg. So he's got like two on his bandolier, one in a hip holster, one in a belt holster, and then, you know, one in a leg holster.
No, he's got, from what I'm seeing here, he's got three along his bandolier strap, one on his belt, and then one that's like hanging just a little bit below the belt. Not quite attached, but the bottom part looks like it might be attached to his leg. So one of those type things. But yeah, he is pretty good looking.
He's pretty good looking. The paint application, they've got like a fine, you know, like a misting of paint around the edges of his sleeves and his boots and the, what would you call it, the kind of a cape, not a cape, but a...
Yeah, like a waist cape.
Waistcoat, yeah.
Or waistcoat. It's hard to tell what it is.
Yeah, it makes it look kind of muddy. They're kind of muddy and worn looking. And of course, like I said, the head sculpt to me is right on for that species and for him in particular. I'm glad they decided to make it with his mouth closed, but just a little bit of a snarl.
So is he supposed to be the same species as Laxivrac?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I hadn't heard for sure.
So really impressed with that figure. Hope we get one in the vintage collection soon.
Okay, yeah, me too. My favorite 6-inch figure is Coyote Mundi. I really like that one. It's pretty good looking. And I actually bought this one. Don't buy too many Black Series figures, but this one I actually did buy because it's a Jedi. So I try to keep up with Jedi as much as possible and basically original trilogy figures that they have never made, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was mine. Carl, what was yours?
I went with the a Mandalorian of all things, the Minds of Mandalore. I've been actually visiting message boards a little bit more, so I've seen people's pictures of some of the Black Series that's came out this year, and I just thought it looked really cool. I mean, he comes with, of course, I don't know, maybe there's been more Mando figures that's came with the Darksaber, but that one came with the Darksaber, I noticed, and I just liked the way it looked, and I thought it was sculpted really cool, and if I was a Black Series person, I would have bought that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm it's okay, but I didn't buy it because it's yet another Mandalorian.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we don't have enough.
Yeah. I even looked it up online because I thought, no, you have two Black Series figures, you don't need any more, but he's only $16 on Amazon now, too.
Oh, wow.
So he's pretty cheap.
Yeah. That might change my mind depending on, I need to look at my other Mandalorians and see what I got.
Yeah. Well, this one has a dark saber with it, too.
Yeah, I need to see if mine has a dark saber. If it doesn't, that might be a good one to get. Now we're moving on to worst 6-inch figure, and I'll start with me this time. Mine is Shin Hati. It's just really bad all over. You know, the sculpt, the fact that it comes with a red saber instead of an orange saber. It's like, couldn't you have gotten that part right? Yeah, it's really bad. You know, they should have either waited or took more time or something. I mean, I don't know. Have you seen it? How bad do you think it looks?
It is. It's pretty rough. I didn't see pictures of it. It's not a good looking figure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I commented on this even last year when it was announced that it looks like the hair is just sculpted really weird.
Yeah. And the head's too tall too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And they made Balin's skull
too
short.
Tall or Balin was
That's exactly what I'm going to say when I mention my worst selection here in a minute.
Well, go ahead and mention yours then.
Okay, I picked Balin's skull because, once again, I've been looking at more pictures on the message board, and just seeing him stand there with some of the other figures, the dude was a tall, very tall actor. He's way too short. Mm-hmm. It looks awkward and weird. The face sculpt is off a little bit, but the fact that he's so he just looks like he needs to be so much taller. And that's why if I was a 6-inch collector, I'd be very disappointed that Balin was so short. That's why I picked him as my worst one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It's too bad that Ray Stevenson passed away. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
I was really looking forward to that character later on, see what they were going to do with it.
Yeah, he's always, he was a great actor in a lot of stuff.
Oh,
he
yeah.
did a good job with that character.
Yeah, he did voices too for Star Wars because he was the voice of Gar Saxon in Rebels.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Clone Wars. Dwayne, what is your worst?
Well, I was going to say K2SO, but now that I think about it or look at it, I don't think K2SO has been released yet this year. I think it was announced earlier that they're going to do another K2SO.
Yeah, I don't think it's been released yet.
Unless I'm thinking of the KX security droid that they released, which was a GameStop. Anyway, and again, my thinking was on this is why? Why did, you know, why was there a need? I kind of, that was, K2SO was also runner up on my 3 3/4 inch worst because why do we need another K2SO? Other than just a money grab because I think, they think, oh, well, you know, we've got Andor coming out in the middle of 2025. Let's go ahead and get an Andor action figure out there. And what do we have, you know, that we can use? What kind of molds do we have? Well, nobody's using the K2SO molds right now. Well, let's do that. Let's slap a K2SO together and maybe paint something a little bit different color on it and put it out there. Which is why I'm sure that the Black Series is doing that, too. But I know the Black Series is also getting a new version of Cassian Andor with, you know, his new outfit that he's going to be wearing in the new series, which makes sense.
Yeah, but K2 doesn't really change, you know.
No, he doesn't change.
If they put some more accessories or something, maybe that might be different.
Yeah, I mean, you know, other than that, you know, definitely the two that you all mentioned, you know, would be, if I was a Black Series collector, would be a very big disappointment to me.
Well, what's crazy is with
because
the,
those are desired figures, but it seems like they either, I don't know whether you can say they rushed them because they were still kind of came out after the series had already played, that season of Ahsoka had already played.
Well, yeah, they fixed the problem with the sabers. They put orange sabers with them, but they didn't fix anything else. They're like, well, we're not spending any more money on this. All right, so that takes us to our favorite vehicle or playset. And we'll start with Carl this time.
I don't own any, really, I didn't think I bought any vehicles this year, I don't think, or playsets
either
one. No, I did not. But I saw, at one of our Star Wars meetings, I saw Dwayne's Star Tours Star Speeder 3000, and I absolutely fell in love with it. It was awesome. I mean, it's just incredible, detailed, and
do
with
you
all
want
the
one?
Lights. Why, are you still trying to sell yours?
Yeah.
Maybe, but yeah, I fell in love with Dwayne's when I saw it out of the package and everything, and it is a great, spectacular vehicle. I mean, I had a tough decision, though, because I looked at pictures of the Ghost online, but I decided I think the Star Tours Star Speeder is better, and it wins for me.
Okay. Dwayne, what was yours?
Yep, that was mine, too. So, Colin and I agree that even though I did buy all of the vehicles this year, that one, it was a surprise. It wasn't something that was in the pipeline or any of us really knew about until basically the week it was released. And it was it was a nightmare to try to get a hold of one. Tried to get online to get it when it was released after the convention, and missed out on it. And then luckily had some connections, was able to get one, and had to be picked up by hand and brought all the way up here from Florida and everything. So, but yeah, I opened it, I put batteries in it, and I fell in love with it because it has the greatest electronic features I've ever seen in any Star Wars vehicle, period. With the video screen, the LCD video screen that plays the actual content from the ride, the flashing lights, it has red lights and blue lights and green lights for, you know, when you blaster bolts are flying by and everything, and has the sound effects of the engines and the all of that. So just well thought out, I think, and well, you know, well put together, well received, I know, ship. And then, you know, I've got the Ghost too, even though I haven't taken it out and you know, put it together or checked it out, and I'm sure it's impressive in its own way, but if it had the electronics that the Starspeeder 3000 had in it, and it should for what we paid for it, but that's another, you know, subject. So yeah, mine's the Starspeeder 3000.
Okay. Well, for me, it's the Ghost. I think that due to the size of it, I think it it's really, really nice. I haven't actually got it out of the box yet. I haven't had time or space. That's one reason why I've been thinking about selling the Starspeeder, just because I don't have space for all this stuff, unfortunately.
They are both just super huge. It's crazy to look at people's pictures and just see how big they are on shelves and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people post pictures. They said, well, it didn't fit where I thought it was going to fit, too.
Yeah. Because I bought also other things this year that are, you know, for 2024 that have taken up space, I've got to the point where I'm like, I need to get rid of something. Yeah, so that was mine. For worst vehicle or playset, Dwayne?
I'm going to say the Moff Gideon's Imperial Light Cruiser hallway. I get the point that these are intended, you know, for guys or girls who like to set up, you know, sort of diorama type scenes. But for me, I don't know. I don't do that. I might eventually, but the fact that you almost have to buy two of them, you know, the way that they've designed them, to really kind of make it an immersive type set, it's kind of a trick.
Yeah.
To get you to spend more money. And also the pack-in figure that this one came with was very, you know, uninspiring, because it was just the Mandalorian privateer or whatever. Very generic type figure, which I know the Tantive IV, did it come with a Stormtrooper or a Rebel Trooper? I can't remember.
Rebel Trooper,
which was needed. Mm-hmm. You know, some people even bought multiple of those to get multiple Rebel Troopers.
I wonder who that was.
And then sold the hallway without the figure in it.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I bought multiple sets.
You know, if I had to choose something that came out this year, obviously I wasn't going to choose, you know, one of the big three, which was the Starspeeder 3000, the Ghost, and the E-Wing. So the Imperial Light Cruiser hallway had to be my pick.
Yeah. Well, my pick is, the only reason I picked this, it's not really like it's a bad thing or anything, but the E-Wing. There wasn't really any weathering on it at all, so it looked brand new, which in the Star Wars universe, rarely does anything look brand new.
Right.
And also the fact that it didn't come with a pilot. It came with a droid instead. I personally would have rather it came with a pilot, just because I know there's a lot more probably droid collectors out there that would rather have that droid, you know, like, you know, separate, just so they could buy it instead of having to buy that E-Wing.
Yeah, I like that droid.
Me too. All right,
Yeah, again, you know, we got a vehicle that, for the price point, you know, X-Wings and TIE Fighters, everything used to come with electronic lights and sound. But they just, for whatever reason, they claim that this is way too cost prohibitive now. And then they still charge us $100, $125 for these vehicles.
Yep. All right, Carl, what is your worst vehicle or playset?
I picked the Epic Hero Series Mandalorian N1, and I just think it looks awkward and strange, and I know the figures do fit in it well and stuff, but I'm thinking old age, though, I guess, because I'm thinking of us paying $19.99 for Star Speeders when Revenge of the Sith was out, and this thing was $30, and it doesn't look like it's close to even been worth half that to me. Matter of fact, Amazon had them on sale right after Christmas for $11, and Mark had me order one for him, so that's about what it's worth, I think. So yeah, that was definitely my least favorite vehicle of the year.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. It is a little lackluster, to say the least.
Yeah.
For $30,
For what it's meant for, to be a low cost, you know, entry-level vehicle for children.
For small kids, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. But for adult collectors, our you know, our sensitivities are much more attuned, and just like you said, looking at it and, you know, the utility of it and everything just isn't even worth $30 to most people.
No. Yeah. All right, well, that takes us to our next category, which is favorite non-figure collectible item. And I'll start with me this time. And we're going, mine was the Hallmark Darth Vader ornament and also the Tusken Raider ornament, because they're kind of the same. One of them was just a regular one, the Darth Vader, their regular release. And Tusken Raider was a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, which I hate when they do that to some of these things, because... from what I hear, they're going to release like the first 12 possibly.
Oh man.
So for the next several years, they'll be releasing some, and, they're really nice built. I mean, the cards are super thick. I mean, it's like a laminated cardboard or something that's, or maybe not even that. It's just plastic. Yeah.
Like it's just acrylic. Yeah. Plastic.
So they, and then the bubble is also made of a hard plastic as well. So, you don't have to worry about it breaking, or, well, I mean, I guess you could break it, but, you know, just, you don't have to worry about denting it or, you know, accidentally squishing it or something like that. Carl, what'd you pick?
We agree again. Look at that. We're agreeing a lot today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had the same one. I just think it's really freaking awesome. I didn't know they was doing all 12 until you said that either, or something. But I also got the Tusken Raider. Unfortunately, David Rigsby, one of our friends in the club, he missed out on it. He was unable to get the Tusken Raider one. But I just think it's really cool and detailed. It's just basically like having a miniature Darth Vader on card in your hand.
Well, he can get it on eBay. That's how I got it.
Oh.
Yeah,
I was able to get
$60 for it.
I got it, and they would only let me order one, and it sold out in like 3 minutes online. Is how I got it. I couldn't even text anybody.
They had them available online.
Yes.
Wow.
And it sold out just like that. I got lucky.
How'd you even know it that it was going to be sold on there?
David Rigsby sent me a text message, and I went straight to the site, and then. Well, as I checked out and everything, and then as he was checking out, he found it out you had to be a Gold Crown Hallmark member, and he couldn't check out. Yeah. So luckily, I had my mom's Gold Crown membership card, and I was able to get one.
Yeah, I'm not a Gold Crown member either.
And then they limited me one, so I couldn't help anybody out.
Okay.
Likely story.
I have Dave as proof, because I was trying for him.
All right, Dwayne, what was yours?
Mine was, again, this is something that I don't purchase or really ever pay attention to, but Hasbro released the in their Black Series role play line, the helmet for the Stranger from the Acolyte series, and I think I just thought that helmet all along, that character in that helmet was just so really iconic, almost. It was just really cool looking. It seemed to be, you know, useful, I guess, as well. I think I remember recall him getting hit in the head with a lightsaber, even maybe she landed when they were dueling or something. She landed a blow against him and it just bounced off. So maybe it was some sort of what's the metal I'm trying to think
Cortosis?
Of? Beskar.
No, it's made of Cortosis.
Helmet. Oh, is it made of Cortosis?
Yeah, that's why the lightsabers cut out when they were hitting it.
Yeah. So, and you know, and that's something I know that the series itself was a big disappointment and a big failure, but I think that where it was going, that character, and as we all saw in the last episode, that he was the apprentice or whatever to look like Darth
Plagueis.
So... I just saw it and I thought, well, that surprisingly, I haven't seen a whole lot of pictures or a whole lot of news of people getting it, adding it to their collections. I guess because everybody just gave up on them watching the series or didn't like or whatever. But I thought that was because we always get just a repainted Stormtrooper helmet or a repainted
Mandalorian helmet.
You know, X-Wing helmet or something like that. So for them to go out on the limb and make a whole new sculpt and to be an adult size. A helmet that can be, you know, turned into a full costume and everything, you know, I would give Hasbro kudos on that one.
Yeah.
And it's got electronics in it. They can put electronics in a $100 helmet, but they can't put electronics in a $100 vehicle, though.
Yeah, well. So that brings us to our next category, which is worst non-figure collectible item. And we'll start with Carl this time.
I went with the Lego Star Wars Creative Play Droid Builder set. And you get to build four droids that kind of look like brickheads in a way to me. And they just look awkward and weird. And you get a kid Princess Leia Lego minifigure with it as well. And for the price point, I think it's like $80. And what you get, it just looks terrible. I think it's one of the worst Lego sets Star Wars they've done in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think all these will end up on clearance and stuff.
Yeah, I do remember seeing that. And it was down to that one and the one that I picked. Dwayne, do you have anything for this category?
Not really. I kind of agree with Carl. Lego makes some poor choices sometimes on what they do. That set seems to be, you know, the intention, I guess, for smaller kids, you know, to maybe, you know, be more creative and not just put something together according to the instructions. But, I don't really have anything specific. I know there's been some weird stuff out there again this year.
Like the Mandalorian and Grogu brickheads.
There was another offer this year where you could send your picture in and get a custom sculpted bobblehead of yourself this year. On a Star Wars, on a Darth Vader body. So I can only imagine what kind of quality those would be.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was Mandalorian and Grogu brickhead. So along the same lines, though, that type of figure is, you know, just not good.
Yeah, why the brickhead series even got a second year or whatever is confounding.
Yeah. Let's see, we got favorite other item, games, like, et cetera, stuff like that. I got Star Wars Unlimited. It's a new card game that just came out back in March of last year, and I'm addicted to it. It's really fun. I love playing it, and they've already had three sets this year so far, and I think they've really hit a home run here. I've got a big pile of cards everywhere, it seems like.
That's cool.
What's the gameplay? Is it sort of like a Magic?
It's similar to Magic from what I've been told, because I never played Magic. You have a base, and you have to protect your base by killing the other units that are out there to prevent them from hitting your base. So that's pretty much the whole thing of the game. So you got, you've got your leader, and your leader is with the base, and you can deploy your leader at some point in the game, depending on how many what they call resources that you have. Once you hit a certain number of resources, you can bring it out, and then you can also buy other units from your hand to help your leader kill the other base. So it's pretty fun. I like it.
Sure.
And Carl, what do you have?
I picked the Retro Phantom Menace set as my favorite other item, mainly because I didn't think there was anything that that Hasbro could do to make me buy Phantom Menace figures again. And then here they popped up this retro set, and they really nailed the likeness. I mean, I feel like it's toy straight out of 1977. It's one of my favorite retro sets, and I'm so glad that I grabbed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dwayne, did you have anything there?
This was something I came across, you know, while I was kind of just browsing, didn't realize that it was a thing, but apparently in this year's 2024 Topps, just base Star Wars card set, what they now refer to as paper, because you get your chrome and your, you know, all of that now too. So a lot of people refer to the regular cards as just, that version is the paper version. Mm-hmm. But they did a subset in it of Star Wars characters featured on cards that are that look like 1958 Topps baseball cards. And that is one of my favorite card designs, you know, really of all time, is the 58 Tops.
Okay.
I've got a few that I got from my dad and just kind of grew up having them and everything. So now that I've seen them, I got to have them all. But those are really cool. If you go kind of look it up, the two that I saw already was an Obi-Wan Kenobi and a Darth Vader. And they just look really, really, you know, just a throwback or a retro, whatever you want to call it. It's 1958 Tops, but it's Star Wars characters.
You need to give Jason Stewart a buzz and see if he's got like a base set that he could sell you cheap.
Yeah.
Because I bet he got them.
Probably. Yeah, he breaks cases of that stuff to complete sets and to get all of the variants and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, let's see. Our next category would be worst other item. Carl, what do you have for that?
I picked the Acolyte set, and one of the reasons I picked it is Dwayne even pointed this out at our one of our club meetings, is how on all the retro figures, they've used the same card back as they have on the vintage collection. And Dwayne had the vintage collection May laying there and the retro collection May, and they both had different photos. That was the first time I think they'd switched the Dwayne can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the first time they actually didn't use the same one that they had done with the vintage collection before. So that was
right.
And plus, why did you pick the Acolyte? I mean, I think they're making the right decision now of saying that in the future they're just going to focus on original trilogy stuff for the retro stuff, and hopefully continue to do more stuff like they have planned of figures we never got when we was kids. But yeah, I definitely was disappointed that they did that set, but yet I was silly enough to buy it, even though it's on my worst other item. since I have all the other retro, I couldn't stop myself for some reason.
Yeah. Dwayne, did you pick anything for this?
No. Again, I'm sure there's some stuff out there, non-collectible, just kind of oddball games and or items, clothing items probably, that just don't make sense or are poorly, the design or whatever, poorly executed. I know one thing I always say that bugs me is whenever I see something that just Star Wars, and they want to make it to look like it's retro throwback, but then they'll have one thing in there, like they'll have all of the original trilogy characters in it, but then they'll have Yoda with his lightsaber.
Yeah,
you know. And there's always some company out there every year that does that. There'll be like a poster of vintage action figures, but then they'll have one modern, you know, stormtrooper in there or something, or not even modern, but like a Power of the Force 2 stormtrooper, you know, and counting it as a vintage figure. So just beware of those out there, people. And I guess if it doesn't bother you, then go ahead and get it. But
yeah,
if not.
All right. So my worst is the video game Star Wars Outlaws. When it was first released, it was super buggy, especially for PC owners. I don't have the PC version. I have the Xbox version, but the PC version was darn near unplayable. Some people just couldn't get it to run properly at certain points because of how buggy it was. So that was mine. All right, we'll go with the now favorite overall Star Wars item. Dwayne, what'd you have?
Mine actually, that was the category that I used to mention the Darth Vader hallmark ornament. I think that was overall my favorite kind of non-action. It's action figure related, but it's not an action figure. But it's
this could have been anything. This could have been action figure.
Yeah, it could
your
have
favorite,
been anything.
So,
yeah. So, but it's a great homage to that original, you know, toy line, and I found it was under the Christmas tree for me this year, so I got a 12-pack Star Wars action figure under the tree this year.
Nice.
Cool.
And it is the way they've done. I was worried about how they were going to make it. I was like, well, is it going to be a actual cardboard card back? Is it just going to be a little figure inside a little blister on there? Or, you know, but they, like you, Brian said, they made it really well. It's really a sort of an all acrylic. The figure is three-dimensional, it's not articulated, but it's it looks like, you know, the vintage figure, and it's actually kind of, what would you call it, molded into the acrylic.
Yeah, it's like it's surrounded by
top of it.
Yeah.
It's molded or poured into a mold.
You don't have to worry about it bouncing around in there and breaking or anything like that.
No.
And I intend to get the Sand Trooper, and I intend to collect them all.
Yeah. All right, my favorite overall Star Wars item was the Ghost. We've already talked about that, so we'll go ahead and move on now to Carl's favorite overall Star Wars item.
I wanted to pick Dooku, but I hate to have him on my list twice, so I decided to add the Blurg and the Mandalorian set, and the Blurg was actually my second most wanted thing after Dooku, and I think it turned out well. I was not disappointed on the details of the sculpt and how it's made, and how they made the Mandalorian's legs, you know, for he won't look awkward sitting on it and stuff. They just kind of nailed that one. I mean, I know they mess up sometimes, but this was another one that they just got, I thought, perfect.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I like it, too. I have the Blurg sitting right here beside me. Now that moves on to worst overall Star Wars item, and we'll start with me this time, and I picked the Acolyte TV show. Everything associated with it was bad. You know, they could have been, I mean, I shouldn't say that. There were some good things. I mean, some of the characters were good-looking, and the figures that they made are good, although they, you know, didn't actually make the what's the villain in the show?
I just thought him as the Stranger. Yeah, I forgot his name.
Stranger.
Yes.
Chimera.
Yes.
Yeah. They haven't made him into a figure yet, which is mind-blowing that they haven't made that yet.
Which they probably won't now since the series did so bad.
Yeah, they probably won't. So, that was my worst. Carl, what was your worst?
I'm kind of with you, but I think it was funny when the Acolyte came out. Star Wars Shop was and Disney. I'm not sorry, not Star Wars Shop, but Disney Shop had tons of Acolyte T-shirts. I even saw one at Walmart. I thought, man, their marketing the show in the first two episodes just sucks so bad. And I was seeing T-shirts everywhere, so I just picked it as the worst overall item because I'm sure that Disney Shop will be clearancing all those out real cheap at some point.
Oh, yeah. Dwayne, what'd you pick? Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't really have anything picked out necessarily. I've kind of been browsing as we've been talking here during the podcast, and I just found something.
Okay.
It's women's briefs.
What?
Lace-bordered women's briefs with Star Wars, you know, stuff on them. And, well, I guess I'm not going to talk about it. It's too much adult content. So it gets my vote for the worst, you know,
all right,
use of Star Wars. Probably ever, maybe.
All right.
Well, I'll send you all.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next category.
Yeah, we'll move
on.
We'll move on to favorite item acquired in 2024, but not necessarily from 2024. And Carl, we'll start with you.
For me, I picked the Palpatine Gentle Giant Jumbo figure. Earlier last year, we had a charity auction I was unable to attend for our Star Wars Club, but I saw pictures of the stuff that's in there, so I asked my friend Michael if he would proxy bid for me, and he said, well, how much do you want to bid on this? And I said, well, they're going for 90 on eBay. I'll go up to 60. He said, oh, you'll get it for way less than that. So anyway, he texts me at the end of the auction. He said, dude, you got it for $15.
Wow.
So I got a cool Palpatine, I had him sitting on my computer desk, and he just, every time I sat down to use my computer, Palpatine staring at me. So it's definitely my favorite item that I acquired last year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dwayne, what was yours?
My favorite that I reacquired this year was three and a half boxes full of vintage Star Wars that were stolen from me over probably 5 years ago now when I had my storage unit broken into, and I didn't even honestly realize that they were gone.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden I got a call from the local comic shop, and it's like, send me a picture. Are these yours? Because the boxes had a couple of them had my name and address on them. And I said, yeah, where'd you get those? And they're like, that same guy that came in and tried to trade in your figures all those years ago just brought them in and traded them in for some comic books again. So they gave them back to me for, you know, they got traded him for them and then gave them back to me. So I think I brought those to a meeting and you guys kind of helped me kind of look through them.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a lot. It was a snow speeder and an ATST and five or six or seven mini rigs. And I think maybe even my land speeder.
Imperial attack base and
yeah.
What else was
so, I remember. Well, that just absolutely, for me, I would have been heartbroken if I had finally discovered that I didn't have them because I've been assuming all these last several years that they were not in that unit, that they were in a separate location. And yeah, so I'm glad to have them back. Glad that I got mm-hmm. my favorite non-2024 item that I got.
Yeah, and it's nice that you got all that stuff back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for me, I picked several things because I couldn't just pick one. This
cheater.
Year was really good. You know, I sold a bunch of my video game stuff, which gave me some extra spending money. So I ended up buying a bunch of stuff that I didn't have before, vintage wise. And I got a vintage Sandcrawler, a vintage Tatooine Skiff, a vintage Cloud City playset, a vintage Tig Fromm from the Droids line of figures. And that was all the vintage stuff I got. And then I got a Jabba's Sail Barge as well, the Katana. That was, what, 4 years ago as a HasLab or 5 years, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got one of those as well. And, yeah, I was pretty happy to get all that stuff.
I know where you got most of that stuff at. Where did you get your Tig Fromm at, by the way?
I actually bought it on eBay.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not. I don't buy too many vintage things on eBay, but they took a lot of pictures, so I could tell that it was legit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's... Is that it? Yeah, that's
it. That
was
the last cat. That was the last cat.
Last cat
good thing, because we got about 5 minutes left. But as a year overall, there was a lot of stuff released, you know, for Star Wars.
Yes, there has to be something for everybody to like.
I hope that continues. But with the way that these, you know, series are going, I don't know. I mean, we're only going to get one more series
I think they swung and missed big with the Oculite and the product that they put out there. I mean, some of it's quality, but just...
To me, it all goes back to other series as well. It's not just the Acolyte.
Yeah.
Right.
Obi-Wan Kenobi was kind of a letdown a little bit, and so was Ahsoka.
It was.
Ahsoka.
I think Ahsoka kind of got some of the old Clone Wars juices flowing in a lot of us and bringing back, reintroducing some of those characters that we all loved from that series.
Yeah, but they confuse people.
Rebels, yeah.
Yeah, for those of us out there that don't watch every single thing Star Wars, you know, like my dad, he didn't watch the cartoons, so he had no clue who these people were.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, as far as the collectible product, like I said, they finally almost got it right with having the Acolyte figures out at the same time that the series was showing.
Mm-hmm.
Or in that general time frame, and then they've missed completely on this Skeleton Crew. I think they're going to find that the Skeleton Crew is going to have a younger audience following, the kind that would play with toys and action figures and vehicles if they were available, and there's not going to be anything out there for these kids, these younger kids, to go buy.
Yeah, I know. That's a shame, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you look at, I was at Walmart this morning, and we still got like 20 Hoth Rebel Troopers. They're still not moved to the clearance section. And I'm like, they're never going to order any new vintage collection figures. I mean, and I'm not thinking just about us, because most of us now went to ordering ours online. But, I mean, what if a random parent comes in to buy one for her kid, and that's all she sees? I mean.
Yeah, I'm going to go have a talk with the manager at some point, because now that it's the new year, they have more leeway to discount stuff. So I'm going to suggest that they try to do that as much as possible with those figures to get rid of them, because they can't get any new stuff in if all these old stuff is sitting there clogging up the pegs.
Exactly. exactly. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, that's it for this episode, and we'll have another episode out, at, you know, hopefully really soon. Carl, you want to read the... Oh, by the way, we did get a new Patreon member. I meant to say that earlier.
All right. So, woo-hoo.
Thank you.
Yes.
To the new Patreon member. I haven't had a chance to actually look up their name yet, so we'll do that the next episode. Give them a shout-out.
Yeah, we'll get all that caught up.
All right, Carl.
All right. We are on Patreon, as Brian just mentioned, and it's patreon.com/thestarwarscollector, and you can sign up if you want to help us out with stuff, and it's as little as $1 a month, you could help us out. And we are also on Facebook. It's facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast, and we have a Facebook group you can sign up and join if you want. And there is iTunes reviews. You can still leave us a review there if you choose to do so, or anywhere else that they offer options for reviews. And you can email us at tswcpodcast@gmail.com. And you can send Ask Bo questions there too. I'm sure, yes. Bo's waiting for a question still, probably, because Brian didn't mention it. Assume that.
Yeah.
And we are on Twitter, and we are at tswcpodcast there. And we're finally on Blue Sky, too. We've joined the Blue Sky thing. We're at tswcpodcast if you want to follow us there, and I'll make sure we follow you back if you follow us.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next time. Later.
Bye.
Sounds good. Goodbye, everybody.